This week's parsha, we talk about the Jewish people coming into Eretz Yisrael, and they were by the two mountains, and they had the brachos and klalos, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, accepted the concept of arvus, that everyone is responsible for everyone else to make sure that we keep the Torah. Not only myself, I'm responsible for you to keep the Torah as well. So based on this, the halacha is that even if I did a mitzvah, say I made kiddush already, and then you come to my house later and you don't know how to make kiddush, I can make kiddush again for you. Even though I don't need it for myself, I need it for you. And this comes up as Hashem in Rosh Hashanah. If I blew shofar already in shul, and now there's somebody who couldn't come to shul who needs to hear shofar, I could blow for him. The only question is, who should make the bracha, whether he should make the bracha, the listener or the blower. But the question is, by a woman, sometimes a woman doesn't come to shul, and so then the question is, we hold that you can blow for the woman after shul as well, but then the Ramah says you don't make a bracha because the woman really doesn't have the responsibility to blow shofar, even though they accepted it upon themselves to do such a thing. So therefore, if I already heard shofar and I'm blowing for the woman, then I should not make the bracha for her. Ashkenazim, when women do a mitzvah sesei sarasim around grandma, they do make a bracha, Sfaradim don't, but certainly one shouldn't make, if one already blew the shofar, he cannot make a bracha for a woman if he's blowing for her after davening.